Lost Discs Radio.
Come on, followers.
Black folks, y'all better listen to this.
Kind of action is going to be tonight on the show, man. Oh, Lord. Tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show, kicking it off for February 10th of 2006, man. Let me tell you, some blacks trying to make it.
Some kind of Sly and the Family Stone thing?
Yeah,
like,
sort of.
Like tied into the Grammys.
You see
and all
that, that tribute they did for Sly Stone on the Grammys?
I missed it, but I heard about it.
I saw it.
You did? You watched the Grammys?
To see Sly Stone's
tribute.
You're
a sellout, man.
No, come
You're
on.
You're selling out.
Sly Stone actually walked out. He had a big mohawk, blonde mohawk. He,
really?
He's, yeah, he was walking pretty slow, but he was making a scene.
I always get him confused with Ike Turner.
Now, well, there's no comparison, Doc.
I don't know why.
Well,
I don't know why.
They were both blacks trying to make it. And tonight on the show, man, that's where we're kicking it off. Yeah. Kicking it off with the sounds of some, I don't even know. I forget this guy's name. Murray McKay. That cannot be the guy's real name or, you know, his original name. Somehow he got an Irish name there. Murray McKay off the Mercury Records label.
You got Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, well, good point, Doc. All these blacks trying to make it. Yeah, tonight on the Lost Disc Radio Show. Month of February, you know, here. Some kind of a Black History Month, I guess. And we're going to do a little bit of soul and R&B and blues type action this week and next week. And, well, you know, we do what we can for the fans. Yeah, there was a guy that actually signed the guest book at our website, folks, back in November. And he said, you know, we're digging all your stuff, but when the hell are you going to do like a special R&B soul type of show?
Yeah, well, here it is.
I guess if we're gonna do it, we might as well do it at least in February. If never,
you know, these things take some time.
Yeah,
there,
you gotta,
there's some planning, and some research involved.
Yeah, you can't just go haphazard into these things.
We assigned Chessie the project back in November, and we hope that she's gonna come through for us.
She's been on the case, folks. This is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you, Dr. Doc Brown. He's over there, folks. He's with you. Kicking off the show and. It's the kind of action it's going to be. No kidding around. People, they do it. They go to our website. It is lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. You got to put the word show in there. It's discs with a C. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's,
and there's no WWs in front of this address. Say it again, Doc. Just in case
I didn't say it the first time.
Well, say it. All right, then say it.
It's HTTP, that part.
Yeah.
Then lostdiscsradioshow.com.
No. .tripod.com. See, it's way too complicated. This is why
it's
people
discs with a C. I got that.
Can't
part
find
right.
us.
No. If you can't find us,
yeah, here it comes.
Here's what you got to do.
Yeah.
It's very simple. You go to the Google, the big search engine. Make sure you get the page up that is the actual Google page with the I'm feeling lucky button. Because if you're really feeling lucky and you really want to get lucky, you just type in Doc Brown's Lost Jockeys. You type that in and you're
it's true.
And you hit I'm feeling lucky and just let the fun begin.
It's true. Somebody should try it. If you do it.
Try it out.
Go to Google.
Doc Brown's Lost Jockeys.
And then hit
it may not come up the first. No, hit I'm feeling lucky. It'll come up.
Yeah, if you hit I'm feeling lucky with that search. It'll come up.
You should just, you
it'll
know.
Take us right.
Right.
It'll take
you
right
to. Right to my Lost Jockeys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be prepared, folks. If you're going to be getting lucky tonight, it's going to happen. And speaking of people that are getting lucky, you know, and people that are trying to make it, today on the show, we're going to keep it moving with, like I said, some soul and blues action with some black artists tonight, man. digging it on, once again, it's February 10th of 06. Get in on the email tonight if you're digging us on the short. We don't even know if we're on the shortwave radio tonight. You know, the propagation is so bad. The signal.
The flaming hoop.
The flaming flares.
Horrible.
In the hoops. In your backside there from WBCQ. It's so bad that we don't even know. Wait, now here comes. An email just came in just as we're talking.
What do we got?
Hey, Cosmic Debris.
Did he try it?
Maybe he's giving us his DX propagation thing. Loud and clear on 5110.
Nice.
Kilohertz, shortwave. Disturbed, but getting stronger on 7415 kilohertz. And they're digging it. And happy snowstorm to y'all, he
says.
Where's
that?
And he's down in Maryland way, and he knows that we're supposed to be getting some big snowstorm up here in New England this weekend. Folks, we're all hunkering down for that. So,
hey, the Plow King may finally get some business.
He may. He may have a story to tell
next Friday.
We got to get him over here again, folks. Okay, but in the meantime, folks, get it in. The email, it's lost@wbcq.us. See? All right, in the meantime, you're going to dig this action. With some more blacks trying to make it with the Freedom Blues.
Black folks, y'all better listen to this.
La, 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 da, 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 la, la. It's incredible sounds of Little Richard la, 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 da, da, out of 1970. Dig it!
When every mention
has caused all of our troubles.
WBCQ!
WBCQ. Some noise, lots of fade. Shortwave radio, the planet.
Come on, let down your hair. great big grudge. The night is young, so hush. Let's dance another mile. Oh, come on, stay a while. Just long enough to take a little puff on a cigarette. Just long enough to get a little smoochier. Until the sun comes up, it's getting late, I know. But baby, please don't go. Turn on your late, late smile and say you stay a while. Just long enough to take a
So, just so I'm clear, you're telling me that you can't get high smoking hemp.
Jim E. Knight!
This guy could be a junkie, a maniac, anything.
I know your mind, you want it funky, but you don't have to be no junkie. Get yourself together. Remember, Freddy's dead.
Sorry, tonight, not us, though, not us here on the show, you know, here in the studio, the Lost Discs Radio Show Empire, coming to you live over WBCQ on 7415 kilohertz and 5110 kilohertz shortwave radio, ladies and gentlemen, on February 10th of 06. That was the incredible sound of the Steelers. Yeah, wait for it. That was the Steelers.
Hey, that's right. I forgot to congratulate you.
You see what I'm saying? Off the Date Records label, they were a soul group out of Chicago.
Soul, boy.
And they had one thing that hit the charts there, and I think that was the B-side of it. And that was a thing called I'm Sorry, in case you didn't realize that they kept saying that over and over toward the end. Before that, it was the Clovers with the B-side. You know that Love Potion number 9 song?
Yeah, right.
That's the B-side, Stay a While. And, of course, we kicked it off with the Freedom Blues from Little Richard, you know, a late-period Little Richard stuff from, like, 1969 or 70 off the Reprise record label. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we spin in the original 45 RPMs for you. It's what we do. And people, what they've done, they've emailed in so far. Let's just double-check and see who we've heard from. We talked about good old Cosmic DeBris. Cosmic DeBris has emailed, of course, from Maryland, and that was cool. And let's see that. Chris Augustus. You know, all the regulars are checking in tonight, folks. Chris Augustus down in Tennessee. And he's digging it. He's worried about that. He's looking for that big snowstorm, you know. He wants us to send some warm tunes out tonight, you know, to help melt the sidewalk in front of his house. Jay Johnson there, telling the Plow King. You know that guy Plow King, Doc, that stops by the show sometimes?
He's a nut.
Jay Johnson is telling the Plow King, get ready to rumble. Get ready to rumble, he says.
See, Plow King is the kind of guy that you need to have around if you're going to have a beef. You know, like if you're really going to rumble with somebody.
Yeah.
You just get, you know, all you got to do is drop his name and the other people just run away.
Yeah. No, they don't want to mix. They don't want to mix it
they
up.
They don't want to mix it up with Plow King.
No, they don't. Okay, but no.
Oh yeah, he's very non-threatening to us. We're on his good side.
That's right. You don't want to meet him at a transvestite convention in New York City.
No,
because you know he'll laugh at you.
He's an excitable boy.
Take you out. Take it out. What's he gonna do?
He does have a big plow.
So tonight on the show, folks, I don't know if anyone's actually done it. No one has seemed to have taken us up. Give it to him one more time, Doc. If you go to Google there on the internet.
Yeah, this is something that I've been, you know, investigating, and it's turned out to be true. Yeah, go to Google, and it's basically called the Can You Find Dr. Doc Brown's Jockeys Contest.
Yeah.
You see, I lost more than just my discs. I lost my jockeys. Yeah. So if you type in Doc Brown's lost jockeys and hit I'm feeling lucky, see what you can find.
So yeah, see, something will come up. Something always comes up.
Something should come to the surface.
something should come out.
Something might float to the surface.
Something will come out. Okay, anyway, the first person to email in and let us know that they've done it successfully wins a prize.
Yes.
How about that?
Tell us what comes up. Tell us what you see a picture of.
and just remember that the government will be summoning the records for this.
Right.
So that's probably why no one's done it. Nobody wants to have this on their history and their computer.
There's no skid marks involved or anything.
Whoa!
There's nothing like that.
I can smell it from here, Doc.
Shut it. It's just Doc Brown's lost jockeys, and that's all there is to it.
All right. Okay. Now, since we're doing some salt... Since we're doing some soul and R&B type stuff tonight on the show, we're going to have to get into some girl group action. You know what I'm saying? Like back in the, especially in the 60s, man, it was the golden age of the black female vocalist girl group stuff. And we've got a great one tonight coming off the Dion Records label. Okay, now this is a girl group, but I think there's some guys in the mix here. So it's kind of a mixed bag. But it's fronted by a woman. Here we go. Let's check this out.
Hey, you know what we need here, huh? We need some broads.
Yeah, man, tonight the Lost Discs radio show. Brenda and the Tabulations.
Come on, everybody, and gather around. We got a new sound that we wouldn't.
Run upstairs as fast as you can. Go to the bathroom. Don't grab no room. Let's get to the
Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio!
It's rock and roll, brother!
Comes another oldie, but not necessarily a goodie.
Black folks, y'all better listen to this.
Ba-la-la, ba-la-ba-da-bum, bum, ba-da-da. Purple hair running through my brain. Somehow people lately things don't seem the same. I'm acting funny. Can't find the reason why. Excuse me while I kiss the sky. Purple hair, night's coming all around. Don't know whether or if now I'm coming up or down. Somebody, am I happy or am I in misery? Whatever it is, she put a spell on me.
Whoever this guy is, he sure is one hell of a mean bastard.
Yeah, and he's not trying to be funny, you know, that's the thing about it. Well, if Jose Feliciano could do it with Light My Fire, why not that? Okay, Dion. Yeah, you know Run Around Sue, Dion?
God.
Right, you know The Wanderer, right? All right, off the streets of Brooklyn, New York, man, from the old Dion and the Belmonts days. That's Dion out of 1969 with his interpretation of the Jimi Hendrix classic, Purple Haze.
Wow.
Yeah. We got the original, Laurie Records Label 45.
Even Chesty thought it was bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's it. He's not trying to be fun. You know what I mean? Like, he's not trying to make it on the Dr. Demento show. You know, you see what I'm saying?
He's trying to be serious.
The stuff we play, for the most part, you know, maybe it's pretty good and people missed it. Somehow it wasn't a hit.
Like, could you picture him in the studio recording that?
But there he is. He's trying to be serious. He's trying to be funny.
He's calling in the flute player and the conga player.
Yeah.
And they're playing. They're like, wow, that was pretty good, man. That was a rap.
And he's like scatting.
Right.
You know?
Like, yeah. Oh, wow. I'm digging that.
Taking himself seriously.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Take that a little farther out. Like, stretch that out there a little bit. You know, let's take that out a little farther, man.
Yeah.
I just can't even picture the scene, like the self-affirmations about how good this is,
right?
You know, like, wow, yeah, I don't know.
The self-aggrandizing.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, damn, this is why the government wants records on what you've searched regarding our show, because they don't really want you to be getting access to that stuff. No one really should have access to that type of thing.
But that's exactly why we play it.
And before that, of course, it was First Gear, okay, on the Pi Records label. This is a group out of course, British Invasion type thing, with Leave My Kitten Alone and Jimmy Page on the lead guitar solo there, right? He's not that he was a member of that group, First Gear, but he was like a session guy that was hanging around in the studio, and they said, well, we can't play the bloody thing, you know, so they give it to this guy, Jimmy Page, who knew who he was then. And before that, of course, it was Little Willie John with the original version, Leave My Kitten Alone, off King Records label. And we kicked off that set with Brenda and the Tabulations. Now, see how it goes? We kicked off with Brenda and the Tabulations doing The Wash, do-do-do, which was on the Dion Records label.
Okay.
And we close out the set with Dion.
It was a Dion sandwich.
You better listen to this.
It was a Dion sandwich. I was just talking into the beer. The beer bottle. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And sorry.
And
you've been sobering up, too. That's the thing.
What?
But the... What? Okay, so now, here we go. Doc, it's excitement tonight. Oh, by the way, it was Chris Augustus in East Tennessee, the only one who's taken us up on your challenge tonight. He did it. He went to Google.
It's called the I'm Feeling Lucky Challenge.
He went to Google. He typed in Lost... No, he typed in Doc Brown's Lost Jockeys, and he hit, bam, I'm Feeling Lucky. And what he got, of course, and apparently he was pretty disappointed with this, but what he got was a... Should we tell him what he got?
No.
We're not telling him what you got. But he was disappointed.
Because one man's disappointment might be another man's pleasure.
Right. And maybe he was expecting it to be some homoerotic thing, and then he was let down when it wasn't, you see.
How do you know it wasn't?
So, hey, one man's homoeroticism was another man's disappointment.
That's true.
Here we go. And then good old Mike from Keswick, Ontario, emailing us in from Pearland, Texas. Now, you recall that he's on the road.
Oh, he's on the road, man.
Right. And he's getting us on his, apparently, some kind of a laptop situation, but he's got an internet connection there, and he's digging us in his hotel room once again, and he's glad to be away from the freezing winter weather that we're all getting. And, of course, he gives another shout out to Ken in Scarborough, Ontario. Scarborough. Okay.
Oh, Ken's the guy who knows my birthday now.
Right. Figured that out because of the whole Brian Wilson connection.
Well, Ken, come on now. Dude, take the I'm Feeling Lucky challenge there, smart guy.
Yeah, bastard. Do it. Get on the Google and do it. Okay. Now, while he's doing that, Doc, we're going to count down the poll from the website.
Oh, yeah. It's like my favorite thing. Yes.
Here's the results.
Wow.
And you want to read that off just to
wow.
Talk?
Wow. I want to hear the music first.
Okay, folks. You know what? On our website, on the front main page there, we have three record labels up every month or two. And you can vote for your favorite one, what you think is the coolest, hippest looking of these old record labels. We try to pick some obscure ones, you know, just to entertain y'all.
You know, this may be the highest grand total vote.
It's a good one.
It may be the highest grand total vote package we've ever received.
So once again, you get on the internet there. Don't type in any W's. It just starts like this. LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.
Or Doc Brown's Lost Jockeys.
.com. And, you know, you get to the main page and you vote on your favorite label. Now, see, then we get to count them down, you know, however they come out in the poll in reverse order. Top three. Doc, you ready?
Yes, I am.
You want to hear them? You got to give us some stuff and then we'll play.
All right. Well, all together, stats. We're at 13% of the votes. All right. Our number three record got 13% of the votes.
Start figuring the math, people.
Now, here's a challenge for our math people. It was actually eight votes. Which eight votes was 13%. Now, you can figure out, maybe you can figure out the rest, the total. It was a Date Records label. Yeah. 8 votes, 13% of the vote, coming in at number three.
Yeah, man.
Go on. Let's hear the
number. Lost Discs Radio.
Yeah, this is what I wanted.
Please speak.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Here comes, folks. Yeah. Yeah. The slightly Squaresville, light psych pop sounds now of the Distant Cousins out of 1966 on the Date Records label. Stop Running Round, Baby. I said, man. It's going to put a little bit of a damper into our soul R&B kind of action here tonight on the show, but that's all right.
Yeah, because we got some good soul coming up.
It's okay. It's just because we had to count down the poll. This is left over from, like, January, folks, or even December. We had to get to it eventually. Date, it has a second record we've played on the Date record label this show, but we're spinning the original 45. Well, once again, it's a Bob Crew production from the Distant Cousins. Man, they never hit the charts with nothing.
You know, if you keep the poll up long enough, the numbers will eventually get this large.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Right.
Yeah, that last.
Right.
You're impressed with the total number of votes on this last.
But what
poll.
I didn't realize is that they've been up since July.
Yeah. September maybe. Okay. Well, no.
I can't give that away yet.
Figure that out. They'll figure out the total. All right. Now, so
13% was 8 votes. Someone should have.
Okay.
A vague idea. That's only if there's two. You're assuming there's two, so there's three.
While you're figuring that out, I'm going to queue up the next record live on the air just to prove a point here. Let's see.
Yeah, they could get the total votes from that, just not the breakdown of the final two.
See, you know it's going to start with a piano phone. All right, it's queued up, Doc. What do you want to say about the second place winner here?
All I'm going to say is for the second place winner, it had 22% of the votes. Which was a total of 14. 14, get it? 14.
Oh, yeah, this record label. Let's
this record label, very appropriate.
Radio. Here we go.
Please speak number.
10987-6543. It is the teen record label. Yes, with Dizzy Brown and the Dancing Tambourines. Folks, you can make up your own words to this one. Go ahead. Start singing. Somebody make something up. Go. Somebody start scatting to this one. Where's Dion? Can we get Dion back in the studio? He could scat sing to this.
You know, we need Otto for this.
We need Otto be shot
for
this.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy. It's homoerotic guy. Yes. Visions of tambourines dancing. And the thing is, this is with, like, no LSD at all. You know what I mean? This is like, a late 50s production, I think. The guy's rocking on that tambourine, though, admit it. Wait. Big solo. Could have been a solo. Oh, there it is. I feel a big finish building, don't you?
I can feel it.
Dave, I can feel it. Yeah, the incredible sounds of Dizzy Brown and the Dancing Tambourines. Spinning around on the turntable from the Teen Records label, number 2 winner on the record label poll at our website for the Lost Discs radio show.
14 votes for Teen Records.
Okay.
What do you know?
Well, I don't get the reference. Stuff.
All right. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. You know why? Did you see the record label for this last one?
Yeah.
Did you actually see it?
I believe so.
Look at that.
Yes, I did see that.
Are you okay with that?
I'm perfectly okay with it. You know,
I'm a little
scared. We're doing a soul show.
Oh yeah! Now we're going to get back into it now.
Right, because we're doing a soul show, right. And you got the pig's feet, the chitlins, the fried chicken, all that kind of stuff.
You better listen to this.
And that, right? That's good old, you know, fashioned home cooking.
Yeah.
So there's nothing like the winning record label with 39 votes. That might be an all time high.
This could be it, man.
39 votes or 63% of the votes.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Number one!
It's the Bacon Fat Records label. Sure enough. Bacon Fat, folks. with the Imaginations out of 1961. I Love You More Than Anything. Yeah, Bacon Fat Label, number one tonight.
Then I'll never love.
Shattering, disturbing, left this reviewer in a state of shock.
Tennessee, all my friends was glad to see me. Seen some down by the railroad track, seen some cotton pickers with their sacks on their backs. They say, hey man, we're glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call Bacon Fat. It goes, oh, have mercy. Help yourself, young. Then you go. Oh, but the chicken was never like this. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I wanna holler, but the town's too small. And messy. Now then I went down to see my local DJ. His name is Kane, he lived down Tennessee way. I said, hey man, what's this new kind of jump? Well, you wind up twice and then you end up with a bump. He said, dig daddy, this is a natural fact. It's a sweep in the south, that thing, the bacon fat. You go, oh, have mercy. Entertain the people, young'un. Oh, help yourself. Oh, have mercy. Play it good, now play it good. Oh, have mercy. Yes, but the chicken was never like this. Have mercy. Have mercy, young man. Have mercy. Have mercy.
All out exposure of the jazz beat generation. Living like crazy, loving like mad.
Man, this good loving makes me feel so good.
It makes me feel so good. It makes me feel so good. Makes you feel that way. Ooh, it makes you feel that way. 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 To love someone every day. That's why I wanna do it, baby. That's why I wanna do it, baby.
Yeah, yeah, okay, man. Yeah, incredible sounds there off the... Well, I can't tell you what that is because Chesty knows what that is. Go ahead, Chesty, tell us who that was we were digging. That's like Chesty's favorite record, one of her favorite R&B records that we have in the collection. And she's sitting over there drawing a blank on it, folks. It should have been a Chesty's chick pick tonight.
Pee-wee and the Prophets?
It is not Pee-wee and the Prophets. That's not exactly a bad guess. Chesty, the Apt Records label...
Lionel Richie.
One of your favorite of all time now. Come on. And no one's going to... The weird thing is when I tell you who that was, no one is going to the hell believe what I'm going to tell you. Okay? Are you ready?
Lou Rawls.
You ready? It's worse than that. Davy Jones.
Oh, that's right. That is. That's where'd you get the clean one?
It's Davy Jones. I got two copies of it in my hand. Okay?
Oh,
the first copy of that, we picked up a 45 for 30 cents in a back door alley dustbin someplace. Some guy's...
Did they doctor his voice?
CD record shop, where you don't really want to know where these things come from. And he could care less. He said, yeah, take them 45s, three for a buck, man. It's true. There's a guy named Davy Jones. He was a black R&B guy. Out of the late 50s.
I thought you meant like the Monkees.
Exactly. No one would believe that that's Davy Jones, but there it is on the label, man.
Right.
And there is a picture of the Beatles, and we have this in a book somewhere here in the studio. Lennon McCartney and George Harrison and the gang, like in the Cavern Club in Liverpool. Well, who could have been Pete Best and Stu Sutcliffe, who knows? And they're hanging out with Davy Jones. I'm not talking about the British Monkees Davy Jones, right? This black soul R&B guy who was, you know, he would go on tour over in England, and guys like John Lennon, you know, they were going nuts for things like Little Richard and these black soul artists. And there's an obscure one, folks. We got the original. In fact, we got two of them. You know what? Here's what I should do. I should take one of these to the Winterfest and just give it away. You know, I understand Cosmic Debris is going to be giving away a CD or something at the shortwave.
Well, you got to one up him then.
Winterfest. I don't want to one up him. I just want to get in on the action. You know what I'm saying?
Let's just.
You want to one up him, Doc? Hey, I got a couple records we could give away, and we can give away this Davy Jones soul thing.
Let's give away all your records.
All right, let's just calm down. Is what we're going to do. Now we got a little bit of time to kill, Doc. I've got a record. This will be interesting. I wasn't planning on necessarily playing this one. And by the way, Doc, are you going to the Winterfest? You're kind of thinking maybe you're not going. Jesse and I are booked.
I'm unconfirmed.
We're going. Okay, we got the room going. We got the day off of work. Well, Jesse's just going to cut class.
That's not the weekend of April 20th, is it?
Not hardly. It's like the weekend of March 3rd, 4th.
Oh.
And dig?
I don't know. I am going to Key West, though.
Yeah. Well, Alan Weiner, once again, would like to speak with you, and probably in person. I
think he wants to speak with you again. You can go...
So I can say... Are you going to call on me, sir? I was looking down at the floor.
I'm in the presence of a Weiner.
I've lost my discs.
I'm freaking out.
I have lost my detachable disc. So anyway,
you know, honestly, the only reason I handled that situation so well is because I was completely incognito.
Incoherent as well.
Well, yeah, but
here's what I want to know. I don't have time to play much of this now.
I got my shades on.
I'm going to fill a little bit of time with a record here. Now, this is a group called the Commodores.
Amber Vision.
But this is not the Commodores that you all know with like Lionel Richie and those guys. And
like
those
Commodore 64.
70s. This is like from the 1950s. This is like 1956 action off the Dot Records label. And I thought this was a black group. But on further inspection, I think this might be a white group. You decide. Let's hear a little bit of this tonight. It's Riding on a Train. From the Commodores, you see, on 1956. Yeah, and you tell me, folks. White group? Black group?
Hey, riding on the train, hurrying down the track, looking for my baby, I gotta bring her back. I'm all mixed up, I can't even sleep. Wearing my shoes on the wrong feet, for she's been gone way too long. When I find her, I will tell her I was wrong. Riding on a train, hurrying down the track, gotta bring my baby back. Ooh, ah, ooh.
Your impressions, folks, email it to lost@wbcq.us. Let us know how you feel about this. There's another Lost Disc challenge for you, folks.
Yeah, it's called the Black or White Challenge.
It's called the Ebony and Ivory Challenge. Oh, Lord, why can't we figure this one out? Here we go. One more chance to figure it out here.
Riding on a train, hoping every mile. She'll give me a smile. Reach for her bag, I'll even help her pack. I'll be more than happy to get my baby back.
She's been gone, away too long.
Too long.
When I find her, I will tell her I was all wrong.
Yeah, riding on a train, hurrying down the track. Gotta bring my baby back.
Okay, get your answers in now. There's only 2 minutes left in the show.
Now, what happens if it's a biracial group?
Well, then it's perfect. You know, then it's like Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney.
Everybody wins.
Living in harmony. Why can't we, Doc? You and me. You know, it's like we should have had some of those black and white cookies. You know, those giant black and white cookies that they get. We should have had some of those for tonight's show.
Well, I mean, you've never had a problem with me being black.
Yeah. Look, you're my soul brother, man. You know, some people are blood brothers. We're like...
I know, man. Everyone's my brother.
You and me. Well, Doc gets around, you know.
Oh.
He's one of those guys. I don't know.
Could anybody guess?
It was a group called the Commodores, and out of 1956. And see, the thing that they sounded like a black harmony group to me, but they're on the Dot record label, and I don't think that the Dot record label carried
any. Employed blacks?
I don't think they carried any black artists. Seriously. I don't.
That's nutty.
Well, folks, no one's taking us up on that. Too many challenges for one night, you know. People just want to kick back, drink a few beers, and dig the show, man. You can't blame him. You can't by hell blame him.
Faulkner. I think it was Professor Faulkner, not Moriarty.
February 10th of 2006 is where you found us tonight, man. On WBCQ out of Monticello, Maine, United States of America, your free speech sound heard in the underground. Shortwave radio. It's been in the obscure lost discs that they won't play on the corporate crap stations, man.
Crap on.
Email it, as always, at any time. It is lost at wbcq.us. Or in the P.O. Box to the Lost Discs Radio Show. P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. And we'll dig you next week in the month of February of 06, man. Stay cool, won't you?